This is Danny Barton, you're listening to Daz Hale on the early kickoff on BBC WM.
So, who was your football hero then when you was a kid?
Footballing hero would be Gascoigne, and I think in my own position would be like Rio Ferdinand.
Did you ever get to see that either of them play?
Not live, no, on television.
Toughest opponent? Kevin Davies?
Not particularly, no. I mean, he was physical as in strong, but I don't think he was on his, you know, he was on the way down, wasn't he? So he weren't. He's
a couple of black eyes were out of it there, didn't you?
Yeah. I've got a good answer for you. Adam Lafondra. How's that?
Who do you room with when you go to away trips?
Usually it's James Henry I room with.
And what's he like?
Yeah, he's always watching his films and relaxing, really. It's quite relaxed, really, so we don't really... there's always a bit of banter, but nothing too...
Has he got any bad habits?
Snoring. I think 90% of the team snore, but I'd say he's up there with the worst.
Do you snore?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard myself sleep, so...
Who's the biggest joker then in the Molyneux dressing room?
At the moment, I'd go with Kev Mack. I'd say he's leading the way at the moment. I think Matt Doherty's almost a different kind of comic, but he's silent but deadly. He's there with his sunglasses on in the team picture, wasn't he, the other day? So.
And what about who's the biggest whinger, the biggest moaner?
I'd say probably Bennick. Bennick and James, I'd say the two. They'd moan about the weather.
Worst dress sense?
Aaron McCary. Hands down.
Why?
You would never put two items of clothing together that he wears.
And what about your clubber? Do you ever get any stick about yours?
No, I'm pretty on point. Don't really make too much effort, but when I do, it's always pretty smart.
Who's the vainest?
It's pretty tight between Courtney House and Steers at the moment. I'd say them two.
His hair's still growing, isn't it, Steers?
Yeah, he spends a lot of time on it, yeah.
What's the TV show that you never miss?
There's not one, because I don't watch it that frequently.
So what do you watch?
I watch box sets and stuff like that more, or games, football matches.
So what sort of box sets have you been watching?
Sons of Anarchy, Homeland, Walking Dead.
You been to Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, I've seen that, yeah.
Any guilty pleasures, like you don't like go home and watch Loose Women after training or anything?
Too busy to do that, mate. I've got other stuff on.
If you weren't a footballer, what would you have been?
I think I'd have gone to university. Maybe... something in business or sport.
Were you good at school?
Yeah, I did all right at school, yeah. I'm doing a degree at the moment, so...
What are you doing a degree in?
Sports performance and science at the moment, so... yeah. So
is that something, I know it's a long way off, is that something that maybe you might go into once you've finished playing?
It's just another option, isn't it? It's just nice to have some education and keep expanding your brain.
Favourite group or singer?
James Brown at the moment, I'd say. Yeah, a bit of James Brown.
Have you been to any gigs or anything? What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, the last one I went to was Ed Sheeran. That was in Birmingham.
Are you any good at cooking? So Great British Bake Off's on at the moment. Are you a good man in the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I've been cooking for myself for a while now, so...
What's your signature dish?
I see it more as fuel rather than food, do you know what I mean? So it won't taste great, but it'll have everything I need in there.
Go on, like what? Go on.
Just like a stir fry. It'll be a stir fry or something steamed or something along those lines.
You had any major disasters in the kitchen?
Not particularly, no.
You could be the new Gordon Ramsay.
You reckon? I don't swear that much, though.